Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Study today on Satan, Satanology. Asked Temple last week about the proper word for the study of Satan. We know like ecclesiology is the doctrine of the church and things of that nature. Hermeneutology, the doctrine of sin. Eschatology, the doctrine of last things. Christology, we have all the ologies. I never saw nothing really written about Satan, so I thought, well, maybe it's called Satanology. Well, Temple said it's called that, so if Temple says it's so, it must be so. Okay, so Satanology, I guess, is what we're studying. And next week, and probably next week after that, next 2 weeks, we'll look at demonology, the fallen angels. So that'll kind of encapsulate the last few weeks of angels, Satan, demonology, and then we'll do Christology. The doctor, I want to end with that before we get into a book of the Bible, with Christ and the study of Christ. And not just him being God, very God, but us in Christ and Christ in us, of all those things that we possess because Christ is in us. So today, let's look at end our study about Satan and Satanology. And I mentioned last week, Satan is a real being. He's not some made-up character. And if we think of the cartoons and all kinds of things, how people picture Satan. And I mentioned last week, and we'll look at it again this morning. You can turn to Ezekiel chapter number 28. That's where we'll begin this morning, Ezekiel chapter number 28. People think of Satan as I mentioned, about somebody in a red suit with a forked tail, you know, and two horns sticking up, and he's shoveling coal in a furnace. You know, we see that in cartoons and all. Or just the opposite is true. Satan, we're going to find out, was more than an angel. He's an anointed cherub that covereth, and we're going to see up until the time until Adam was created, Lucifer was God's crowning achievement of all of creation. And we're going to read that here in Ezekiel 28. But I want to give you an idea of when God created Lucifer, that it was, I believe, God's crowning achievement up to that point. Because he created different from any other being that God had created. God created all the angelic world, and this, we talked about the seraph and the cherub. Seraphim, cherubim, and all the other different, I hate to say things, creatures that God created. Lucifer was, I believe, head and shoulders above all of them. And I mentioned last week that Lucifer is mentioned, or Satan is mentioned, in 7 Old Testament books. Genesis, 1 Chronicles, Job, Psalms, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. He's mentioned in 19 of the 27 New Testament books. And he's mentioned, referred to by every New Testament writer. In other words, the writers of the gospel. And he's and Luke and Jude and Paul, all the New Testament writers, every one of them mentioned something about Satan. It's interesting. And he's mentioned 15 times by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So to deny the existence of Satan is to deny the scriptures and the words of Jesus himself. And I mentioned last week about 18 names of Satan. There's over 20. I didn't name them all. There's a lot. And there's actually other names that are attributed to Satan that would not be actual names but characteristics of Satan, but there's actually about 20 names referred to in Scripture that refers to Satan himself. And I mentioned some, like Satan. The most common one is Satan means adversary. It's used 52 times in Scripture. In our King James Bible, the word devil is the second one. It's used 35 times. The word devil means a slanderer. And by the way, the word devil is only used in the New Testament. It's never used in the Old Testament, so the word devil is predominantly used in the New Testament, where Satan is used in the Old and the New Testament. And then we see the word Lucifer, and it's used only one time, and we'll read that sometime today. And the word Lucifer means a light bearer, and that's very important, because after the fall, Lucifer was never once again referred to as Lucifer. He went from Lucifer to Satan. And that was the question. I had a question here. Let's see. Okay, about the origin of Satan. I read this last week, but we have some new folk here this morning, didn't get our lesson last week, about the origin of Satan. And a question is often asked to trip up believers. From unbelievers, here's a question. All right, if your God is so good and so wise, then why did he create the devil? And if your God is so powerful, why doesn't he destroy the devil? A simple answer to those two questions would be this. He didn't, but he will. Hope you get that. He did not create the devil. He created Lucifer. And after Lucifer fell, he became the devil. And then he will one day, I say, destroy him, but we will find out that last disposition of Satan will be in the lake of fire. And we'll look at that this morning quickly. There's five dispositions or casting downs of Satan that we're going to look at real quick. And the final casting will be to the lake of fire, will be his permanent place. So just so you know that Satan was, or Lucifer was the created being. Christ did not make him as such. Pride came, as a matter of fact, because of Lucifer. He was the originator of sin. And we're getting that in just a minute. And I go on and on. Let me give you just a couple of other names. He's called the anointed cherub that we're going to look at in Ezekiel 28. Beelzebub, seven times it's mentioned. Belial is used. And the word Belial, I love this. It means worthless, vile, wicked, and ruthless. It's only used in 2 Corinthians 6:15. He's called the wicked one in the New Testament. But you get the idea. He's called the dragon in the book of the Revelation. The god of this age and all. And there's the ruler of the world. But there's approximately 20 names that's attributed to Satan, but many more to his characteristics. In other words, he's a liar and these other things. But if you will, Ezekiel chapter number 28, I want to get to the five casting downs of Satan, but let's look at it here in Ezekiel 28, beginning in verse number 11. Gives us a picture of, again, of Lucifer. He was a created being. Verse number 11, Ezekiel 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Cyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord. Now, I won't go into the explanation of the king of Tyrus, as time won't allow, but there's dual prophecies, dual things in here, but this is actually referring to, at this time, Lucifer, who becomes Satan later at the fall. Here's what he said, verse number 11. Thou sealest up the sum, now notice these characteristics, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. By the way, you know, God's never created anything bad. Everything's been just right. Remember in the days of creation, the first 5 days, it was good. And it was good called the fish or whatever, the fruit, the land and all, the seas, the rivers, the firmament. It was good. It was good. It was good. And when he created man on the sixth day and he finished his creation, he said it was very good. The point is, everything he created, even all the angelic world, they were perfect. And beauty. That's why I say he was like no other created being up to the time of Adam. And then this is my opinion. I think scripture bears this out. And that's why Lucifer was lifted up in pride. We look in Isaiah where he said, I will, I will, I will. Pride was the first sin that ever came into the world, so to speak, in the universe, was this thing of pride. But notice this. He is perfect in beauty. Verse number 13, we're going to get to that in just a minute. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. So obvious from this verse, Lucifer was before his fall, before the fall. He was Lucifer, not Satan, and he was in the garden. He was in literally Eden, the garden of God. We call it the Garden of Eden.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.